She is so way cool, and she's the only girl. She's got great hair and an awesome color scent. Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm so amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm so amazing! We thought that she would stop being violent if we gave her own daytime talk show. Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm so amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm amazing! Paula's arm so amazing! Good morning, starshines. Welcome to the very first episode of Paula's Arm Amazing. Yay! We're gonna have so much fun together. I figure since, you know, Ezra and Fives are born for a couple episodes, I may as well do something productive with my time, and I was out of cigarettes. So here on Paula's Arm Amazing, we answer your pressing life questions, cook food that's almost edible, and complain about our meaningless lives. So let's get started. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Can you feel it? I sure can't, because my so-called boyfriend thinks that a Valentine's Day surprise is him buying me an extension cord for my hair straightener and a $5 off coupon at Red Robin. But to all those lovebirds out there who can feel it and who have meaningful relationships, you might be wondering, what can I do as a multifaceted woman of today to make this Valentine's Day more special? The answer, nothing. It's not your responsibility to make sure you have a good time this Valentine's Day. It's at the boyfriend's. Even though it's not your place, let's go through a couple of quick tips that are easy to remember on how to make this Valentine's Day worth celebrating. Tip number one. Remember, the day is about you. Not him, not your grandma, not your little sister. You! So make sure you do something that you enjoy. Also remember, even if your sweetheart looks like he's in pain, it's because he loves you so much. Tip number two. Because this is a day when chocolate is more commonly inhaled than air, your boyfriend will probably be expecting you to ask him if you look fat. He will, of course, assure you that you are not fat, which is a lie because that's all the boys do. So as soon as your boyfriend offers you chocolate, give him a jab and a right hook. Tip number three. Flowers, jewelry, who cares as long as it's expensive. If your significant other gets you anything that costs less than his car payment that month, he's taking you for granted, girl. For this offense, give the little cheapskate a jab, a right hook, and an Indian rug burn. And finally, tip number four. If the date doesn't end with a kiss, it's a failure, so try and be as attractive as possible. If you're too poor to afford things like perfume, then just smear pizza toppings all over your body. That way, the scent of pepperoni, mushroom, and black olive will completely entice your boyfriend. I definitely recommend it. Well, hopefully with these pointers, you'll have yourselves a dandy Valentine's Day. But first, let's learn how to make a simple, simply scrumptious Valentine's Day treat. Oh god, I'm adorable.
Okay, that's good. Let's cut to commercial now. Paula, you can take five.
Hey, this is my show! You can't just cut me off right in the-
I'm bored, sis. I know, there's nothing to do ever since Mr. Bunny went to summer camp in the backyard.
What's wrong, kiddies?
There's nothing to do, Grandma. Yeah, we're totally bored and there's nothing good on TV either.
Well, how about you go beat up some animals for some extra cash, kiddies? Then you can buy pot stickers and Lisa Frank stickers and all the other crap you kids love.
Yeah! Let's do it! I'm gonna use the Mr. Baseball Bat. I'm gonna use the Magical Frying Pan. Tee-hee! Now we have enough money to afford even more deadly weapons. Thanks, Grandma!
Anytime, kids. And remember, stay at school.
Our town doesn't have a school.
Money makes life happy.
We now return to episode one of Paula's Arm Amazing.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Well, after that very rude interruption, let's get right into my very favorite Valentine's Day recipe. It's called Paula's Super Sugar Cake Berry Tart Supreme Grande. All that you need to make it is sugar, corn syrup, piggy jelly, peanuts, cheese, jalapeno, celery, gooseberry jam, pumpernickel bread, flour, 12 large eggs, vegetable oil, Pop-Tarts, and love. First, take the jalapeno and chop it up into little pieces. Then, put the gooseberry jam onto the pumpernickel bread. After that cools, mix up the chopped jalapeno, flour, celery, and cheese. Then, take two pieces of bread with jam and smash them together. Pour the jalapeno, flour, celery, cheese over the bread. And that should look like a sandwich. So then you sprinkle lightly with sugar. And once you're finished with that, crumble up the Pop-Tarts. I like to use double berry. And litter them around the cake. The peanuts and pinky jelly are just for show. So just dump them on the top too. And you're done. It's that easy. And with this recipe, your boyfriend will not be able to say no to anything. Well, it's been fun, but our final segment is Ask P, where young girls write me letters asking me for my sage womanly advice. Where are the letters?
Paula, nobody wrote in.
Ness, what are you even doing here?
I live here.
Oh. So did you like the show?
You're playing Spice Girls. I think that sums it up.
Ooh. Paws are so amazing, don't you know? Cause we know how to have fun. You don't need Ness or Jeff or Pooh. Those guys are losers and I hate them so much. Oh yeah. Hate them all so much. Yeah. Oh, you don't even need them to beat the game. You can go ahead and let them die. Cause I'm the girl you're gonna want when you save the world from Gigas. Save the world from Gigas. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Paulas are so amazing. They're so amazing. It just blows my mind. Ooh, Nesses are just retarded. Just are lame, but Paulas are so amazing. Yeah, yeah. Said, oh yeah. Paulas are so amazing. Yeah. Yeah, got a pen, got a blow, I got a tude. Don't wanna mess with me, or I'll rip your eyeballs out. And I'll feed them to the crows. And I'll feed them to the crows. Oh, the crows. Paws are so amazing. Paws are so amazing. It just blows your mind. Ooh, yeah, Paulas are so amazing. Just are lame, but Paulas are amazing, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ness's family is dumb. Ness's family is dumb like him. Like his sister, Tracy, who tried to add me on Facebook. And I said her like 2 years old. Oh, yeah, she's like 2 years old. I mean, what's up with that? Paulas are so amazing. Paws are so amazing. Yeah, just blows your mind. Paws are so amazing. Just are lame, but paws are amazing. Yeah, ooh yeah. Candace, tell me. Oh, he thinks he can, but he's a blockhead. Candace, tell me. Oh yeah, he thinks he can, but he's a blockhead. Candace, tell me. Oh, he thinks he can, but he's a blockhead. Candace, tell me. Oh, he thinks he can, but he's a blockhead. Cause he's a blockhead. Ooh, he's a blockhead. Paulas, amazing. Paulas, amazing. Ooh yeah, Paulas. Ooh yeah, amazing. Paulas are so
so amazing. Yeah, Paula's are so amazing. Ness is retarded and he is such a loser. Yeah, I can't believe she ever went out with that big loser. And what's up with Jeff? He never talks. It's so weird, I don't get it. What the heck? She's like the only cool one of the three. I mean, seriously, do you ever want to talk to the other two? I don't think so. You want to hang out with Paula. Cause she's cool and she's hot and she's got nothing.